It's KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here today to call on the highest power of the universe to bring peace and prosperity upon his people. The God that we serve is a deliverer and a strong tower. He is a God of stability, a God of substance, a God of authority, and a God who can solve all of our issues. So today, establish your people with deliverance. Deliverance from the unemployment line. Deliverance from food stamps and welfare. Deliverance from the inner city housing and project living. Deliverance from drug addiction. Deliverance from social injustice. Deliverance from drive-by shootings. Deliverance from illiteracy and homelessness. Deliverance from racism and bigotry. Deliverance from hatred and violence. Deliverance from the doom of demonism. Deliverance from sin and seduction. Deliverance from helplessness and despair. Authenticate us with the principles of your power so that we can dwell in your power today.
You say you really need it. You can have it today. Right now.
You can have deliverance.
Right now. If you're sick,
you can have deliverance.
If you gotta have it,
I am excited to introduce to you Deliverance Today Ministries. Our world is full of trouble, and we have reached a point where it is time to bring to the people of God the truth of God. We are headquartered in Shreveport, Louisiana, and are connected to churches worldwide. Each week, we desire to come into your life with a message of deliverance that will prepare you for heaven. We invite you to join our prayer line and Zoom into a closer walk with God every morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have health professionals, spiritual counselors, and Christian aid workers in Louisiana and Texas, and we'll also extend our resources to help you with social, spiritual, financial, and mental needs wherever you are.
To this song.
We begin our broadcast with the text of Matthew chapter 27, beginning with verse 15. Now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. My message today is entitled, The Verdict is In. The three-week criminal trial of Derek Chauvin ended on Tuesday with three guilty verdicts averting mass protests. The trial on the part of the defense was an effort to defend the virtues of policing by blaming the dead victim for his own death. The deceitfulness of this scheme involved lying prosecutors who were willing to ignore the truth so that the dead victim who has voice can be maligned and their reputation can be marred to the point that the real killer can get away with murder scot-free. Justice for people like George Floyd almost never has a righteous verdict. It is no strange thing that the villain becomes the victor in trials where truth is often compromised and the truth is not sought, and the truth is not even considered. The prosecution focused on whether Chauvin's behavior was out of the ordinary, enough to warrant consequences. Close to a dozen former and current police officials, mostly from Indianapolis, but elsewhere too, testified against the former officer, who was video recorded kneeling on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes until the 46-year-old black man died. Criminal activity can clearly be observed, and even a child can recognize the actions of a deviant. If your knee is on a person's neck, that can cut off the circulation of air. If your knee is on a person's neck, that can cause a person to pass out. If your knee is on a person's neck, that can diminish the ability for a person to respond. If your knee is on a person's neck, that can kill that individual. Killing people is not usually a problem for American police, who on average kill roughly 1,000 civilians a year, including fatally shooting more than 400 unarmed people total since 2015, according to the Washington Post. Thus, the rebuke of Chauvin by his fellow officers should not be interpreted as institutional opposition to the needless death. This case was not unique, and it is a response to the questions of legitimacy that arise when an officer gets caught on camera by a 17-year-old little girl torturing a handcuffed man to death with his knee on George Floyd's neck, sparking some of the largest protests in U.S. history. These questions are compounded by growing public recognition that this behavior is not unusual. In the years since Eric Garner was video recorded being choked to death by a police officer in Staten Island in 2014, the sentiment that police violence is a major problem in the U.S. has come to be shared by roughly half of American adults. while about two-thirds feel that the criminal legal system treats police too leniently, departments nationwide and the Minneapolis Police Department in particular face unprecedented threats to their importance. Not 6 years ago, officers within the same department killed Jamar Clark, then raised the protest camp established by residents to oppose them. While Chauvin was choking Floyd's life out last year, several of his fellow officers stood by and watched, including Alex Goode, whose mother described his reason for joining the department to the New York Times. That's part of the reason why he wanted to become a police officer, and a black police officer on top of it, is to bridge that gap in the community, change the narrative between the officers and the black community. That's one department over just a handful of years. Drive a few miles in any direction, and the story is similar. The killing of Philando Castile in 2016, the killing of Dante Wright last week. Most of these officers were determined to have aided by department policy. Our text today begins with a leader in crisis. Pilate was not interested in justice. He was only interested in somebody dying so that the people can be appeased. Pilate was not interested in what was right. He was only interested in seeing to it that the people were satisfied. Pilate was not interested in the truth. He was only interested in making sure that when the votes are cast the next time, he would be elected. Pilate was not interested in God's will. He was only interested in his position and in his satisfaction. So many people today are like Pilate, only interested in what they can get out of the situations rather than what they can put into the situation. So many people today are only interested in watching a sideshow rather than seeking God's will to be established. So many people today are only looking to see that they can satisfy the crowd. But it's not about the crowd, it's about Christ. If our choice is not Jesus, we have made the wrong choice. If our choice is not Jesus, we are on the wrong side. If our choice is not Jesus, then we have chosen the devil's satisfaction rather than God's principles of righteousness. I am no longer surprised when the tribunals of this world come up with false verdicts. I am no longer surprised when the tribunals of this world are not seeking truth. I am no longer surprised when the leaders are following after fads and following after fans rather than seeking to find out what is right and righteous. People do not study the Bible anymore in search of truth. They don't believe the truth of the Bible anymore. The very source of truth and the very institution of truth and the very foundation of truth ought to lead us to the truth. But in spite of the obvious truth, we can look at something in reality and not believe it because we are not sincerely looking for the truth. Had it not been for a young lady with a cell phone who recorded over 9 minutes of a knee on the neck of George Floyd, we could have had a verdict that was not right or righteous. So often, parents have to bury their children because of unjust juries who come back with a verdict that is not right. So often, police get away with killing just because somebody committed the crime, and it is blamed on some innocent victim. Often, people are jailed, and people are convicted, and people are ridiculed, and God's children are killed just because somebody wanted to accuse anybody, but we did not desire to come in the result of the truth. One of the major problems in this world today is that people are no longer in search of the truth. If our only goal was to find the truth, if only our desire was to find the truth, if only our purpose was to find the truth, much would be changed in this society today. But we look at a lie and we call it truth. We look at a lie and we are satisfied. We look at a lie and we say that it is well with our soul. But all today, if we could only seek the truth, Jesus wanted to let Pilate know that he is the architect of truth. Pilate asked a question, but he never waited around to find the answer. In John chapter 18 and verse 38, Pilate said unto him, "What is truth?" If he really wanted to know the truth, he was looking at the truth. For John chapter 3 and verse 21 says, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." John chapter 4 and verse 23 says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." John 4, 24 says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." John chapter 5 and verse 31 through 33 says, "If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth." John chapter 7 and verse 40 says, "Many of the people therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is a prophet." Oh, today, what do you say that Jesus is? Some people said he was a prophet. Some says he was a good man. Some say that he was somebody who just came to only deal with the New Testament time. But I want you to know that I believe in the word, for the word says, "Before Abraham was, I am." Oh, today, my Christian friends, Jesus is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. Before Abraham existed, he called this world into existence. Oh, today, he's not a lie. He is the truth. He is the truth personified. He is the truth perfected. He is the truth all around. He's the truth inside and outside, over and under, around and to the back. No matter what the preposition is, Jesus Christ is the truth. Oh, today, John chapter 8 and verse 32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Today, I want you to know that the verdict is in, and Jesus is the truth. The verdict is in, and Jesus is the righteous truth. The verdict is in, and Jesus is the undisputable truth. For John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Oh, today it is time to be introduced to the truth. Today it is time to be connected to the truth. Today it is time to be filled with the truth. For John 14 and verse 17 says, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." Is Jesus in your life today? If Jesus is in your life will reflect the truth. If Jesus is in your life will be full of the truth. If Jesus is in your life will tell of the truth. For John 17, 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You see, the truth is that the devil doesn't care anything about us. In fact, the devil wants to kill us. The truth is that Jesus came to give us life and that we might have it more abundantly. The truth is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If we are really seeking truth, we will stop going to church just to hear hollering, but we will come to church to hear the heralded truth of God. If Jesus isn't in the sermon, then it ain't the truth. If Jesus is not the motivating reason why you go to worship, then you are not practicing the truth. That's why so many people are going to be lost, because they're following after a crowd. They're following after a group. Just because it's a mega church doesn't mean that it is a true church. The truth is the truth. And if it does not measure up to the word of God, it ain't the truth. Worship is not about emotion. Worship is about the truth, which is the potion. Just because we go to church and think that we have shouted and had praise doesn't mean that the praise of truth is in our lives. Because when we go home and people see us, what do they see in our lives and in our lifestyle? Do they see somebody who looks like Jesus and acts like Jesus? Do they see someone who walks like Jesus and talks like Jesus? Is your life a testimony of the truth? When you live the truth and study the truth and pray for truth and come to know truth, truth transforms and it changes the life. Truth guides and directs us toward the principles of righteousness. Truth does not look like a hooker in a hotel. Truth looks like a pure and sanctified child of God. Truth does not look like a lying legislator. Truth looks like a person who has been elevated, equipped, and ennobled to do a greater work for God. As churches open all around the country, it's time for us to be sincere seekers of the truth. As you go to church, if what the preacher preached does not agree with what the word says, you're not listening to what God says. Only when it is the truth will it set you free. God bless you.
If you've enjoyed this message by Pastor Jonathan McCautry, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Call at 318-658-6216. Email us at deliverancetodayministries@gmail.com. Write us at P.O. Box 5452.